السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Welcome to Memories from the Mushaf, and I am your host Sahira. Alhamdulillah, we already at the last 10 days of Ramadan. Things are going, every single person's conversation in these last few weeks are starting with Ramadan is going by so fast, next week's going to be Eid. And so, alhamdulillah, the advantage you and I have is that it's not yet Eid. We still have a few days left, and we still have a few days to take the essence of Ramadan, to value the few days that we have left of Ramadan. So, inshallah, listen up closely to whatever we can benefit in the tafsir, memories from the Mus'haf. We always begin with a few facts from the Quran, so today we're going to focus on a few miracles of the Quran. So we begin with one of the miracles being in Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we inspired Musa alayhi salam to travel by night with my servants and strike for them a dry path through the sea. You will not fear being overtaken by Fir'aun, nor be afraid of drowning. So the first miracle that Allah, one of the many miracles in the Quran actually, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam splitting the sea in half and walking through. And subhanallah, we know the famous verses where Musa alayhi salam is standing at the brink of the ocean, and there's Fir'aun and his army behind him, and Musa alayhi salam's people start panicking and saying, now what are we going to do? Look how close they are. And without even blinking, without even getting scared or his yaqeen getting any weaker, Musa alayhi salam said, kalla, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdini. My Lord is with me and he will most certainly guide me. And it was at that point where his yaqeen was so heightened that the ocean split in half. Subhanallah. I think a lot of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests our faith in many different ways just to see, are we going to turn to him? Are we going to panic and, you know, I don't know, fear the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have some faith, inshallah, like Musa alayhi salam. Then in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another miracle where Allah says, draw your hand to your side, it will come out white without disease. Another sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed this to Musa alayhi salam, where he had a bit of a stutter in his speech, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to then join his hand to his side, and then the shaking or whatever it is that was wrong with his hand was then alhamdulillah cured. In Surah Baqarah there is another miracle. The reason why every single week we start off with some of the facts of the Quran is so that the more you love the Quran, the more you find out about the Quran, and the more knowledge you have about the Quran, the more you start to love the Quran. And we are in the 10 days where the Quran was revealed, so why not? Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when Ibrahim said, my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not believed? He said, yes, but I ask only that my heart may be satisfied. Allah said, take 4 birds and commit them to yourself, and then after slaughtering them, put on each a hill, a portion of them, and then call them. They will come flying to you in haste, and know that Allah is exalted and wise. So subhanallah, we know that this is when Ibrahim alayhi salam was then tested and shown some of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about reviving the dead. The last miracle we'll speak about before beginning is in Surah Isra, the famous incident of Mi'raj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exalted is he who took his servant by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed. Subhanallah, it's so important to know things. Ask yourself, you know, we mentioned the animals in the Quran. We mentioned different facts. Last week we focused on the numbers and how they matched and how one would solve the other. So many different signs and things in the Quran that we often go past, and we don't even take time to notice and get to know the Quran. So inshallah, may that help us in our journey about the Quran, in learning and falling in love with the Mus'haf. Today, inshallah, In our lesson, Memories of the Mus'haf, we're going to begin with Surah Qadr. I couldn't think of a better surah to cover in these few last days of Ramadan than Laylatul Qadr. And I know that many of us, part of our conversations are like, right, after Maghrib Salah or after Isha Salah, I don't want anyone to talk to me, I don't want anyone to disturb me. It's an odd night and I'm going to sit up and make my ibadat and whatever it is. And subhanAllah, we're all aware of this Laylatul Qadr, but there's a whole surah in the Qur'an that fortunately we know of by heart, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what to do, how to do it, when to look for it, and all of those things. So what better surah to do in these few days than Surah Qadr? So let's begin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah Qadr is a Makki surah. It has 5 verses in it. Now Surah Alaq, which is Iqra, this surah tells us how the Quran began. How did everything begin? And we know that everything began with the words Iqra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the words of Surah Alaq. Allah taught mankind how to speak, etc. And the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq were revealed. All of that taught us how did it begin. Now Surah Qadr teaches us when did it begin. So one is how and the other is when did it all begin. So subhanAllah, there's so many theories about the surah and the odd nights and why we look for Laylatul Qadr on the odd nights. And I'll begin with that, where there's different theories. One being that scholars say that there are 5 verses in Surah Qadr. And because there are 5 verses, there are 5 days to look for Laylatul Qadr. So on every odd night, we then seek Laylatul Qadr. So that's one. Another is that Laylatul Qadr together forms 9 letters. If you count it, there are 9 letters. And the letters of Laylatul Qadr come 3 times. And so some of the scholars say that if you take 9 and you times it by 3, that gives you 27. And so when it's the 27th night of Ramadan, you see a lot of people going into the masjid, spending long hours there, and the woman taking the 27th to be a big night, subhanAllah. So it is because some scholars went through that analogy. And then some say that the surah itself has 30 words. It's amazing how people's minds work, subhanAllah. If only we had the minds of Ibn Abbas, and if only we had the minds of Ibn Kathir, can you imagine what we would have known about the Quran, subhanAllah. So another one is that the surah has 30 words, right? But the 27th word is here, referring to the night itself. Here means it, right? So the surah has 30 words. The 27th word is here, it, referring to the actual night. Because here is the 27th word, and Allah knows best, because it is the 27th word of Surah Qadr, it is then known that, or thought of that, the night of Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. SubhanAllah, so this is just a few opinions about that. Now, on the occasion that the surah was revealed, it is narrated by Ibn Hatim, that reported from Mujahid that the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about a Mujahid, a warrior in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from amongst the children of Israel, who carried weapons of war on his shoulders for 1,000 months, during which time he never laid down his arms. Let me just say that again so we understand that. So for 1,000 months, he carried weapons on his shoulders and he never laid it down, not once. The companions were so amazed when they heard this on that occasion that they were so amazed because, I mean, we all know that as the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our lifespan is not so long. I mean, for you to do something like that for 1,000 years, it just doesn't make any sense. And it was on this occasion that the surah was revealed, explaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if whoever captures the night of Laylatul Qadr, 1,000 months worth of ibadat and reward, subhanAllah. So just to make the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel like, okay, I know it sounds amazing what they do, but the virtue that you have over them also is that one night of ibadat, if you catch the night of Qadr, will be sufficient and will be worth 1,000 nights. SubhanAllah, what a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so much to be grateful for. Now we focus on the meaning of the night of Qadr. What does Qadr mean? Surah Qadr, what does that mean? So one meaning of the word Qadr is greatness, honor, dignity, right? Some scholars have called it the night of power, the night of greatness, honor, majesty. Subhanallah, one narration states that it is called this because a person becomes a man of honor and dignity on account of repentance when you seek pardon and you do righteous deeds on this night. Whilst prior to this, he might have been lacking in his ibadat or lacking in his worship or lacking in making tawbah. On this particular night, he has drawn himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why honor, dignity, greatness, subhanallah. Another meaning of the word qadr is predestination. We know taqdeer, right? So taqdeer, qadr. And from this point of view, scholars have stated that the night is so called because the destiny of individuals and nations that was decided in pre-eternity is assigned to the relevant angels who are appointed for cosmic planning. Subhanallah. So every man's age, death, sustenance, rain, and other things are measured out to the angels to be implemented for a complete year from one month of Ramadan to the other. So if a person is destined to perform Hajj in the forthcoming year, it will be prescribed. According to Ibn Abbas, there are four angels in charge of cosmic planning, and that is Israfil, Mikael, Israel, and Jibra'il alayhi salam. So subhanallah, these are different theories on what the night of Qadr is, what the word Qadr means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but we know it to be the night of power. So let's begin this. Let's take a break, and after the break, we'll start off with Surah. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Memories from the Mushaf. And we were just beginning the Surah, Surah Qadr. And Alhamdulillah, we spoke about why on the odd nights, how the different Mufassireen have gathered that we have to seek Laylatul Qadr on certain nights. And we continue by beginning, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. We have sent it down on the night of Qadr. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna, verily we, anzalnahu, we revealed it, fi laylatil qadr, on the night of laylatil qadr, on the night of power. This is interesting because this is a whole new surah on its own, and Allah is talking about it, which is interesting since how do people just assume what it is? So, the scholars say that to use a pronoun like it, you only do that if the audience already understands what it is. And subhanallah, the Quran has something that is so great about it that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Qadr, we automatically know that He is speaking, subhanallah, of the Quran. Like that, Allah could have said, we reveal the Qur'an, but because all Muslims know that Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, Allah didn't even have the need to say, we revealed the Qur'an. We are Muslim and we know that Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. Verily, we revealed it on the night of power. Also, the word anzal. Anzal is referring to something that was done all at once. So nazzala would be something that takes time to be done in a long process, short process, whatever it may be. But anzal, when Allah says we have revealed it, just because of the word anzal, we are made to understand that something was done all at once. And so the entire Quran was taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its complete form, and it was placed on the Baytul Izzah, the first heaven. And from there, Jibra'il alayhi salam would send down ayat by ayat by ayat. So subhanallah, when Allah says we revealed it on the night of power, He's referring to the fact that He had completed the Quran in its complete form. It was taken onto the first heaven, and then from there, bit by bit, it was sent down over a period of 23 years via wahi to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we say that Ramadan is the month of the Quran was revealed. Yes, it was revealed in its complete form, but it was kept on the first heaven and it was made ready for revelation now to you and I. And as things and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we needed to hear certain ayats, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam needed to be consoled, these ayats were then sent down by the angel in charge of wahi, and that is Jibra'il alayhi salam. So this gives us an understanding of the first ayat of Surah Qadr. Now, the angel in charge of revelation was Jibra'il alayhi salam. The word Quran, a lot of us assume that it means the book of God, or that Quran means, I don't know, the book that needs to be kept or read or whatever it may be. when you understand what the different words mean that we use. And Muslims use so many different words, inshallah, ameen, but we don't tend to find out what these words actually mean. So every time someone says jazakallah, we say ameen, but we don't know what ameen means. So my advice to you is, whenever we say a word, even if that word is just salah, find out what it means. Because most times, the translation of the word that you are using defines what that thing is for. So the word Quran means that which should be recited. The word Quran means that which should be recited. So the right of the Quran is in the very name of the Quran. So if you have Qurans that are gathering dust and just laying in a corner in your home, or some of you have maybe 5 or 10 Qurans as gifts or whatever it is and nobody is using it, then that's going against the very right of the Quran, because any Quran that you have, it is a book that should be recited. The next verse is ayat number 2, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what may let you know what the night of Qadr is. Right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ma, it's to give us a sense of awe, to give us a sense of like, okay, what is Laylatul Qadr? What happened on Laylatul Qadr? What happened? So wama adraka means, also you can translate it as, what will tell you what is Laylatul Qadr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah mentions something in a question, that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you the answer of that question. So sometimes in the Quran there's a question with no answer, and then we have opinions on it. But sometimes in the mere question is the answer, telling us that Allah wants to give us more information about this thing. So in verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is much better than 1,000 months. Oh subhanallah, what a thing. So there's many virtues behind this, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these this number, this analogy on one night's of ibadat, one night's worth of ibadat. So according to Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who spends the night of Qadr in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his past sins will be forgiven. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, all the angels resident at the low tree of the uttermost boundary descend in the leadership of Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam and greet every single believer, man or woman, except one who takes wine or eats pork. So subhanallah, all the angels are descending, two people are not greeted however, and those are people that drink wine or pork. And subhanallah, recently we've been made to understand, and from all the people we speak to and the madrasas we go to, etc., that our Muslim people don't even consider wine. Lots of our Muslim people don't consider wine to even be a sin to take. And subhanallah, that is something that is clearly not allowed for consumption. I don't even understand how some people can even debate this issue about alcohol being halal. Now, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that once she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what supplication should she make if she finds the night? What dua should she make? And we make so much of shukr for her and so many others who ask the Nabi of Allah these questions, because it helps us. It helps us be guided on these days. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, read, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the forgiving, you are the most forgiving, you love to forgive, you love to pardon, so pardon me. Now, the word afwa is different to forgiveness, ighfirli. The word afwa, and I know a lot of us are familiar with this here, is that afiyat means to forgive and to forget. Now this is, it's a quality that human beings don't possess. I mean, you ask someone for maaf in today's time, they'll say, yes, I'll forgive you, but I can't forget what you did to me. And subhanallah, when we say, oh Allah, I want afiyat, we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us in a way, oh Allah, that you will even forget and erase from our sins whatever it is that we have. So afiyat in this particular dua is so important in so many different ways. Now, we ask ourselves another question, that why 1,000 months? Why is Laylatul Qadr khayru min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months? So it is reported also by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who said that the average lifespan of a man is 74 plus minus years. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the age of his ummah and that it would be shortened as time went by, and he was afraid that people of the prior ummas would have more ibadat in their records than we would. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a gift to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have such a beautiful religion, subhanallah. Every time our Nabi was sad, every time our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted better for us, sometimes the Nabi of Allah didn't even know how to say things, but Allah knew his heart needed that thing, and Allah granted it to him for the sake of you and I. So, because of the short lifespan of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah gifted Laylatul Qadr to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to show him and the ummah that if you just get this night will be better than 1,000 months of ibadat. Subhanallah. Something very important to think about. We'll take a short break and continue after the break. Welcome back to Memories of the Mus'haf. The time is now 2:48 p.m. We were speaking about the night of power being better than 1,000 nights. Subhanallah. So according to this verse, that the night of power is better than 1,000 months, which equals to, now listen to this, so 1,000 months equals to 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months. You don't even live that long. Many of us don't even live that long. But if you catch the night of Laylatul Qadr, and that is equated to 1,000 months, that is equal to 83 years and 4 months. And subhanAllah, obviously we don't just get one Laylatul Qadr in our lifetime. We've been around for quite a few Laylatul Qadrs, in which case that makes us the age of so many different people prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummah, who had long lifespans and could have done so many years worth of ibadat, subhanAllah, like the warrior that would carry the armor on his shoulders and didn't rest for so many, so many years. Also, what is interesting is that all heavenly books were revealed in Ramadan. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Ibrahim alayhi salam's scriptures were revealed on the 3rd of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed on the 6th of Ramadan. The Injil was revealed on the 13th of Ramadan. Zabur was revealed on the 18th of Ramadan. And the Holy Quran was revealed on the 24th of Ramadan. This is one of the narrations in Ma'riful Quran, subhanAllah. And so we learn that the scriptures that have been sent down were all revealed in the holy month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. So, khayru min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. Let's go on to the next verse, ayat number 4. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. The angels and the spirit descends in it with the leave of your Lord, along with every single command. Subhanallah. Now in this verse we are learning that the angels come down, the angels descend on the night of Qadr. When the Quran speaks about ruh, ruh usually means a spirit, but when the Quran joins ruh and malaika in one line, in one sentence, then we are made to understand that this ruh is referring to Jibra'il alayhi salam. So usually Jibra'il alayhi salam is stationed. Some scholars say that he is one of the hamilini arsh, that he is one of those carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala currently. So he's stationed. However, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, even Jibra'il alayhi salam gets permission to come down to earth and to make salam and to greet and to spend and witness all those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who managed to get the night of power. So تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the night of Qadr occurs, Jibra'il alayhi salam descends on earth with a huge throng of angels, and all of them pray for every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I just want you to understand this quickly. The angels fill up the entire universe. If you could see how many angels there were, you'd feel suffocated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that ghaib to us. We cannot see it. Now imagine if these angels are all making dua for you, if you manage to get the night of power. All of them, including Jibra'il alayhi salam, are making dua. Man or woman, busy in salah or dhikr, to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, they all come down to greet you and see you. Now, one quick interesting point, let's cover that also. Why do we not know which night it is? Why didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specify that? Okay, like everything else has been specified in the hadith and how many rakats to read and how many rukus and all of those things in the Quran, how come this night is something that was kept a secret? So to help you understand this, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, right? And a Bedouin was sleeping in the masjid, and it was salah time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Ali, go and wake him up. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala went to wake this Bedouin up, but also asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that waking this man up would have been a good deed for you also. So why is it that I got sent to wake this man up? Like, is something not okay here? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the effect that if I went and he brushed me off, then he would get punished. But if you do it and he brushes you off, then he won't get punished by brushing you away. So it was the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the man that was sleeping, basically so that he doesn't sin. One is the Nabi of Allah and one is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and right? So the Mufassirin take the story and they actually derive something from it, and they say that the one who, even after knowing the worth of that night, doesn't use that night, then imagine the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do something like that there, knowing that this is the night of Qadr. Subhanallah, such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's something that is unknown, because if we knew Laylatul Qadr was on a certain night and people overslept or people just moved past it and just, I don't know, forgot or whatever it may be, that would have been like the Nabi of Allah waking you up and you shunned him away or brushed him away. But to keep something unknown, subhanallah, and then a believer misses that night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is on you, because you tried, you didn't know any better. And this is the wisdom behind us not actually knowing when the night of power is. Subhanallah, how great is our religion. I keep saying this again and again and again. So look for it every night. And it doesn't matter, some days, you know, a lot of people say that the ocean in the water gets sweet and they try and test it. If I know a lot of people say there's no dogs barking, so because there's no dogs barking, it's Laylatul Qadr. Even if there isn't, every odd night that you are alive, subhanallah, every single odd night, take that as your Laylatul Qadr. It's just 5 nights. Who knows whether it is or whether it isn't, we'll still get the virtue of being in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat, the surah ends, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace. It is still the rising of dawn. Peace. It is still the rising of dawn. The word salam, peace, stands for a complete sentence, meaning it is all peace. It is complete goodness, having absolutely no amount of evil in it. And so we are made to understand that everything about the night of Qadr is salam. In the atmosphere, in you, in your behavior, in your home, there is salam in everything. So there's a few rulings in this last verse, and that is that if anyone performs the Isha and the Fajr Salah in congregation, because it lasts till Fajr, right? So whoever performs the Isha and the Fajr Salah in congregation, he will receive the blessings and reward of the night of Qadr. The more one performs acts of worship in this night, the more he shall receive its blessings. It is recorded in Muslim that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person performs his Isha Salah in congregation, he will attain the blessings of spending half the night in devotion. And if he performs Fajr Salah in congregation, he will attain the blessings of spending the entire night in devotion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to get the night of Qadr, to sever the night of Qadr, and inshallah to be awake and alert and have the energy to take the full benefit out of the night of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, ameen. Also, there's one more tafsir lesson from Memories of the Mushaf, which inshallah we will do next week, Monday. So we've covered Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, and Surah Waqia. And next week, inshallah, I intend to do with you Surah Rahman. And I know many of you love the verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And so to finish our four wazifas, inshallah, please stay tuned next week as well, so that we can cover all four. Inshallah, ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love the people of the Quran. And may Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with the people of the Quran. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.